Take one man who stood apart. Add the distant thunder of war and the loneliness of a dream. That's our story, Saturday Hero, taken from the files of John Steele, adventurer.
Hello, friends. This is John Steele. Back with a story that's as timely as tomorrow's headlines. You know, some people you can know for years and they never surprise you. Then there are others who are full of surprises. Well, Joe Trotsky was that kind of guy. Just when I thought I had him slotted away in a convenient cubby hole, he'd let go with a new wrinkle that I'd never even knew was there. But it took a complete stranger to really introduce me to Joe. All this sound like double talk? Well, you just stick around and listen to his story. Maybe you'll get what I mean. Joe?
I don't know why I did it. When the last war was over and the time came for getting out, I stayed in. Maybe it was because the Army was the only job I know. Maybe it was because it seemed like the thing to do. I don't know, but I did it. And a funny thing happened. I felt like I'd been locked in the stadium after the football game was over. Oh, it was still the same Army, all right, but somehow it was different. It was different without the old excitement and churning in your stomach, which made you jump, the way your brains clicked. You knew they were using real bullets. It was different without the guys. The guys that laughed with you, jumped with you, fought with you. There were many of them around. And one morning, I wandered into the mess hall, and some Joe in there is waving his jaw about Korea. Later on that day, I found that he wasn't just waving his jaw, and a couple of months later, the outfit shipped to Japan, and business was picking up.
Oh, Joe, what time is it?
Almost five.
Oh, I must have fell asleep.
What you doing in the barracks during duty hours?
Things were slow. Johnson said I might as well get some sack time.
Tell Johnson I said the next time he should ask me.
Sure, Joe.
And don't forget.
Sure. Now, what's eating you?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You've been sounding off like a top kick all of a sudden. How come?
Because that's what I am.
Yeah, I know, but before you was never like this.
Maybe I should have been.
Back in the States, you always used to say, when do we get overseas? All the time you used to. Now we're over here and you're worse than before.
You call this overseas?
Oh, it's Japan. Is that bad?
Where do we get up where they're doing some shooting? You'll see.
Me, I like it here.
You would.
You think I want to be a hero?
I just want to be back in the States.
No medals for me.
Japan.
How'd you like to be stationed in Brooklyn right now?
Huh?
The ball season be about half over.
Brooklyn what?
There's more than one.
Okay.
The Dodgers ought to be in first place by now, and every day there's a game, and all the kids hang out at the gas station on Bedford Avenue.
Why?
So they can catch the home runs or get in a ballpark for free.
Oh.
And dames. Nothing but dames. I don't know where they stay all winter, but come summer and they're walking all over Flatbush.
They are, huh?
And then there's the Gowanus Canal. Oh, I can just see it.
I can just smell it.
Huh?
Who are you trying to kill?
Oh, what are you?
That's the dirtiest collection of water this side of the Suez.
It is not.
It is so.
I'll prove it for you. I'll get my kid brother to send me some water right out of the Gowanus Canal.
I'll take it right here.
Shut up.
Sergeant Trotsky, report to Major Steele immediately. Sergeant Trotsky, report to Major Steele immediately. That is all.
I wonder what he wants.
I'll see you later.
You wait and see. I'll prove it to you.
You wanted to see me, sir?
At ease, Trotsky.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Hardison, Sergeant Trotsky.
Hello, Trotsky.
How do you do, sir?
This is the man I was telling you about.
Yes, Major.
The lieutenant's from Demolition, Trotsky.
Demolition?
Uh-huh. You've been beefing for a chance to get up front. How'd you like a job?
What do you mean, sir?
Okay, Lieutenant.
You know your men, Major.
Okay, Joe. Ever hear of an F-86 Sabre?
Sure, jet fighter.
The latest and best. Well, one was shot down today behind enemy lines in Korea. It was the first Saber that's fallen into enemy hands.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, there's a lot of information the communists can gather by studying the plane or the wreckage.
Demolition. The lieutenant means...
That's right. You'll be dropped behind enemy lines tonight in the approximate area where the Saber went down. Your job is to find it and blow it up. You want it?
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Hardison will fill you in on the details. Can you be ready in a half an hour?
Yes, sir.
You wanted our best man, Hardison. There he is.
Thank you, Major.
You've been in combat before, Joe. I don't have to tell you to be careful.
No, sir.
Be ready in a half hour, that's all.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Be careful.
Yes, sir. Now, this was more like it. No more sitting around while the other guys went up and did the fighting. I was going to get my crack at it, too. Half hour later, I was back at the strip, climbing into a C-119 that was warmed up and waiting. Major Steele rode up forward with the pilot and me and the lieutenant back in the cargo hold. The C-119 is built to carry 40 or 50 troopers. Seemed funny to be rattling around in that big ship alone. And the pilot revved the engines. We rumbled down the strip. We were airborne. First, me and the lieutenant didn't talk much, but then you never do the first half hour of a mission. There were two cigarette butts on the floor between my feet when he finally spoke.
Where are you from, Sergeant?
Pennsylvania.
I'm from Kansas.
First jump?
Yeah.
I see.
Well, I'm not worried. Just wish you'd give me a little more training in this kind of
thing. Nothing will go wrong.
I'm not worried. What were you thinking about?
When?
After we took off. I was watching you.
What I always think.
Home?
I was trying to remember if I packed my chute right.
Oh.
Where was that saber shot down, Lieutenant?
We're going to be working together for a couple of days. Why don't you call me Sid?
We'll work better if I don't.
Okay.
Where was the plane shot down?
On Kunshan. It's about 40, 50 miles north of Seoul. We occupied the town last summer.
North of the parallel?
About 10 miles. But intelligence says the natives are 70% friendly.
If we're lucky.
Yes.
What's the plan?
We'll have 3 days. And win or lose, we report to the rendezvous point and get picked up by copters.
Win or lose?
That's right.
We'll find it.
Those are our orders.
We'll find it.
What'd you do in civilian life, Trasky?
What? Miner.
Oh?
Yeah.
Father a miner?
No.
How'd you come to...
Didn't have no father. Was raised by my big brother.
Oh. I was raised on a farm. Big one. Corn as far as your eye could see.
That's the way it went, but that's the way it always goes. You sit alone for a while thinking your thoughts and somebody starts to talk and you have to leave yourself and help them. That's the only reason they do it, because they're jumpy and helps them let off steam. Pile of cigarette stubs beneath my feet grew. While I kept count by shoving half of them over the left, half of them to the right. The 15th one fell in the middle, and they grounded out and left it there. And the lieutenant.
Well, I just couldn't see it under the circumstances, so I said, look, Billy.
4 minutes, 4 minutes. Stand up and hook up.
There they were, the words you wait for. Stand up and hook up. That's when you start to sweat. I reached up and clipped my static line to the plane. Lieutenant was staring at the floor. I reached over and snapped his line to the plane.
2 minutes, 2 minutes.
We were on our feet now, moving slow to the rear, and the two open doors from each side. My hands were moving over my equipment, checking automatically. The lieutenant was looking straight ahead.
1 minute, 1 minute.
I hollered to him to watch the lights over the door. I didn't know if he heard me with a rush of wind and the roar of the plane. Maybe he didn't. And the green light was flashing. The lieutenant froze in the doorway. I put my foot in his chute and shoved him out of the plane. Then I took a deep breath and stepped out after him. No sensation of falling, but your common sense tells you that you are. Then you feel a sharp pain in your harness, and you know your chute's open. The plane fades away in the night above you. You start thinking about the ground. Hope me and the lieutenant would fall together, but if he was near, I couldn't see him. Time to worry about him later. The ground would be coming up at me before I knew it, and I had to be ready. I strained my eyes from the black below me, but there was nothing. And just before I hit, I saw it. Smooth and shiny, I knew it was water. The chute settled around me as I rolled in the mud. I gathered it in and stood perfectly still. Sure, there was the lieutenant splashing around a couple of hundred yards away. I followed the sound, stopping once or twice to get my direction. 2 or 3 minutes, I found him. She climbed out of the muck and buried her chutes.
That ought to do it.
Yeah.
What a mess.
At least it was easy digging.
You think they find a way to grow rice out of water?
Come on.
All the career, the jump boot, we got to land in a rice field.
Well, at least we're down.
Yeah. Now, what's next?
Well, find a plane, I guess.
Just like that.
How would you do it?
We only got 3 days.
That's right.
You could walk around for a month and never find it.
Guess we were lucky.
I say that.
Tom.
Hey. What is it?
Shh.
I don't hear nothing.
I thought I saw something move ahead of us.
Let me take a look.
See anything?
Give me.
What is it?
That looked like a hut to you.
Where?
More to the left.
Yeah, I see it.
Must belong to the farmer.
Maybe.
Did you get any ideas?
What do you mean?
Intelligence said the natives were friendly.
70%.
Same thing. If a plane crashed within 10 miles of here, this guy ought to know it.
No.
What we gotta do is ask him.
No.
Why not?
Too risky.
We only got 3 days.
I know.
You got any better ideas?
Supposing he's not friendly.
It's a 3-to-1 shot.
No.
What are you going to do? Walk around for 3 days?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not.
Trasky!
We're here to blow up a plane, and I'm going to do it.
Trasky!
I said no, Trasky. That's an order.
You do your job, and I'll do mine, Lieutenant. Come on.
You see anything?
Strike a match. Look.
You do me the honor to share my house.
Huh?
I have been waiting for you.
You've been waiting for us.
Oh, Match.
Wait a minute, he's lighting a candle.
It is so. I have seen you fall to earth as the blossom floats on water. I have been waiting for you.
It's your place.
I do not understand.
The farm, is it yours?
It is the land of my ancestors.
What kind of...
We're Americans, old man.
This I know.
We want to help you.
There is only one help, and that is in each man for himself.
You don't understand. We want to bring peace to your land.
That is the wish of all men. But first, there must be peace in the heart.
Let me take over, Lieutenant. You know what an airplane is?
I do not understand.
An airplane, you know, flies in the sky, makes a lot of noise. You know, airplane?
This is so.
We're looking for one.
You look for one?
Yeah, one crashed around here someplace.
Please,
One crash. How do you say crash? Fancy.
Fell to earth.
One fell to earth around here someplace. We want to find it.
This is crash.
Yeah, you know where it is?
This I do not know.
You believe him?
I don't know.
Well, I don't.
Why?
A plane crashed in your neighborhood. Do you think you'd know about it?
Yes,
he's lying. Oh, man, we won't hurt you if you tell us where it is.
I do not understand.
You can't do that.
Can I? Just watch me. I said tell us where the airplane is. We won't hurt you.
It is written in the book that as the cup holds its share of water and no more, so it is with pain. If I knew the answer, I would tell you.
Now what?
I don't know.
But please, if you will do me the honor to share my house when the sun rises, I will help you find that which you seek.
What do you think?
Why not? At least it's a roof.
Yes, old man. We'll stay.
This is as I wish. There have been many flowers in the valley since the house of my ancestors has been visited by
the old man
soldiers.
Stirred the fire and brought
we
out some food, and all the time he was talking that lingo about the book and his ancestors. I began to get warm, and then I realized how long it had been since I'd slept. I looked across the table at the lieutenant. He was sleepy, too. Then the old man stood up and led us over to some straw in the corner of the room. I was asleep almost before I lay down. Next thing I remember, somebody was pulling on my shoulder,
get
and somebody kicked me.
What? Get up, Trasky. Somebody turned us in while we were asleep.
The old man.
It wasn't his ancestors.
They let us outside and loaded us on a truck. A couple of Chinese soldiers got in back of us, and the officer that had kicked me got in front. My head was aching like a rookie's back after a 40-mile hike. The lieutenant was holding his head between his hands, and I figured he felt the same way. Dope. The old guy with the fancy words had slipped us a Korean Mickey and we'd fallen for it. He drove us to a town 8 or 10 miles away. Then we were unloaded, led into a mud brick building with a thatched roof. The officers sat down at a desk and the soldiers left the room.
Sit down, gentlemen.
Huh?
Do what he says, Trasky.
This will not take long. A few routine questions.
I got a few.
I'll handle this, Sergeant.
According to my information, you were dropped by parachute sometime around 2:00 this morning. That is correct? Answer me.
My name is Sidney B. Hardison. My rank is...
Answer me, Sergeant.
I'm the superior officer present. I'll answer for the Sergeant.
This information is correct, is it not?
My name is Sidney
Insolence.
B. Hardison. My rank
Silence.
Is First Lieutenant. My serial...
Silence!
is 0155-9168.
It is not fitting that one officer should strike another. A most deplorable situation. But you must understand that any airborne activity is of extreme importance. It is my duty to discover the mission of such activity.
I am required to give only my name, rank,
yes, and... Yes, I know I am familiar with international law, but there are times when the situation demands that the good of many thousands of men be placed above the life of one or two. Do I make myself clear?
My name is Sid...
You have made your point, Lieutenant. Sun Ming? That will be all, Lieutenant. No, Sergeant, you will stay.
See you later.
Name, rank, and serial number. That's all.
Now, Sergeant, you were dropped by parachute around 2 o'clock this morning. That is correct? Is it?
If you know what he's asking me for.
It is correct.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you are sensible. What was the purpose of your mission?
My name is Joseph...
Sergeant, don't tax my patience. We have other ways of persuading you to reveal information. Less pleasant ways.
You wouldn't.
Please, do not forget. You are a spy.
I have on my uniform.
And as such, you are subject to the maximum penalty. Do I make myself clear? Now, the purpose of your mission was to secure information concerning troop strength in this area, correct?
No.
Information which was needed to support the new American offensive, correct?
No.
An offensive which the Americans have been preparing since May.
No.
By the way, Sergeant, that is an interesting shoulder patch, one I've not seen in Korea. How long have you been in combat? Well, no matter. So, nothing that I have said is true, yes?
No.
And what was the purpose of your mission? You were seeking information concerning troop strength in this area.
No.
Information which would enable the Americans to predict our offensive strength.
No.
Perhaps troops have been withdrawn from this sector to help on the Central Front, yes?
No.
By the way, Sergeant, have your superior officers told you about the new shipping strike?
What?
It will hold up supplies for Korea.
You're
for
lying.
Many months. It is unfortunate.
It's not true. You're lying.
Fighting
it's not
with
true.
Us, but no matter. What was the purpose of your mission, Sergeant? Answer me.
My name is Joseph Trasky. My
American Gulf.
Who do you think you are?
Reach your gun. My arm.
Got it. All right, white guy. One peep out of you and I'll blow your head off. You know what me's going to do? We're going to walk right out that door, and the first guy makes a move to help you, you're going to get a big fat slug in the back of your neck. First, I got to find something out. You want to know what we're doing here, I'll tell you. We're looking for an airplane, see? An F-86 Saber. And when we find it, we're going to blow it to Kingdom Come. Now, where is it? Where is it? What's the matter with you?
Sunday!
I told you!
So this is the purpose of your mission.
Why, you...
The gun. Oh, yes, it's quite empty. I keep it for just such occasions.
They led me away and locked me in a separate room. I didn't see the lieutenant for the rest of the day. I guess that was part of the treatment, kept us apart so we couldn't compare notes. Sometime during the night, a guard came and led me down a hall. We stopped at the door and the lieutenant was brought out, and the two of us were marched outside. Is this the way it happened? In the middle of the night, they take you out to some deserted field. The wire they tied your wrists with ends up as Exhibit A in a war trials court 5 years later. I read about it in intelligence reports, but it was hard to believe it might happen to me. Now, let me turn a corner. Led into another building, down a hall, down some stairs to a cellar, into a dark room. The door closed behind us when we were alone.
Oh.
I thought that was it.
Yeah, me too.
Hope I never come any closer.
Yeah.
I wanted to yell. That's all I could think of, just yell.
I wanted to run.
Those birds would learn more American cussing in 2 minutes.
Hey, cool off.
Huh? Yeah.
Tired. Gotta sit down.
Oh, all the comforts are home. Lieutenant, there's something I gotta tell you.
I know.
All right, spill the beans to
me. I know, Trasky.
Oh.
Those things happen, I guess.
Tricked me. He had an empty gun.
I know. He told me all about it.
Wise guy. What happened to you today?
Not much. After they found out why we were here, they kept pumping me for more dope.
No more to give?
No.
Anybody bother to feed you?
No.
Me neither.
By the way, if we ever get out of this, that jerk in the monkey suit's name is Sin Ku, and he's a major.
Sin Ku, I won't forget.
You know what today is?
No.
July 3rd.
So?
My girl's birthday.
Send her a wire.
Sure. I am Moscow.
What's her name?
Marie.
Happy birthday, Marie. You know, I've been thinking, if this is all that there is...
Petrasky.
What?
You hear something?
No.
Listen. Somebody's in here with us.
Over there.
Come on.
Here he is.
Chest.
Hurt? Yeah. Hey, hey, buddy.
Chest.
We know. Now, who are you?
Name's George Pryor. Riker's captain.
Hey, he thinks we're Reds.
We're Americans, Pryor. How'd you get here?
My name is George Pryor.
We're Yanks, fella. You know, 67 years ago.
Chest.
How'd you get here?
Shot down. A couple of days ago.
You a flyer?
Yeah.
Jet. Saber.
Yeah.
That's it. Where is it? Where's the plane?
Field about 2 miles south. Main road.
That's it.
Flyer.
Always wanted to fly.
Flyer. What's that?
What? Oh, is he dead?
Exertion, I guess.
Well, come on. Let's get out of here.
What?
Let's get out of here.
Did you hear what I just said?
Huh?
The guy's dead.
Stay here and cry over him if you want to. I'm getting out of here.
Fasky.
I got a job to do.
Shut up and listen to me. I'm sick and tired of standing around and watching you operate.
Who do you think?
There's something mean in you, Trasky, and I know what it is. You want to be a hero. That's all the Army means to you, just a chance to be a hero.
Now, wait a minute.
I've seen dozens of your kind. Guys who think every mission's going to get their names in the papers back home. And they go on sticking their fat heads out till somebody chops them off. You know what you remind me? Yeah, that's it. I bet you played football when you were in school.
Sure, right.
You were a big star, weren't you?
What if I was?
That's the trouble with you. You never got over being a Saturday hero. I got the same thing in the Army. If we'd worked together as a team, maybe we wouldn't be in the mess we're in now. Did you ever think of that, Trasky? What are you going to do when peace comes and there's no more chance to be a hero? Or are you the kind of jerk that'll be sorry when it's over? Now sit down. Try and figure out what's the right thing to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We thought it over and decided there was only one thing that might work. We trapped the dead flyer against the far wall and then called for the guard. The idea was we'd tell the guard the captain was sick. If he came in the room, we'd both hit him at the same time. I believe if he fired, he'd shoot at the captain. That'd give us the time we needed. Besides, we were both sure the captain liked knowing he gave us a hand. That's pretty much the way it worked out, except the guard never had a chance to shoot. I guess the lieutenant had played a little football, too. They got another uniform from a guard upstairs. The two of us looked like we'd just been equipped by Chinese quartermaster. Nothing fitted. Must have been good, because we slung a couple of rifles on our shoulders and walked out past everybody. Moved slow till we were out of town, and we broke into a steady trot, keeping to the main road, heading south. How far do you think we come?
Well... maybe. A little more?
Price said 2 miles, didn't he?
Yeah.
Getting bushed.
We gotta keep moving. They find those two guards tied up, they'll know where to look for us.
Yeah. I swear, if I ever get my
hands... Stop!
What?
Truck.
Yeah. Come on, let's...
Wait a minute. Huh? It's turning off the road down there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. All right, let's move in, but keep down.
Right.
See anything?
So dark. Looks like a field over there.
Yeah. All right, come on. Hold it.
Oh. You understand him?
A little. Yeah, wait a minute. Somebody said something about a ceasefire.
What?
Told him announced today on the radio.
cease fire.
That's what they said.
What do you know?
Wait a minute. Yeah, this is a field, all right. Plane's right out there, doubling the guard.
What do we do now?
I don't know. If the ceasefire's on the level...
We're not going to shoot anybody.
I know.
Just blow up a plane.
I know.
Come on, Lieutenant.
If we do, it's just between you and me.
Come on.
Okay, wait for the guard to make his turn. Now. Now. All right, now. Down. Come on. All right, cover me.
Yeah. Hurry up, will you?
Take it easy.
These guys see us, it'll be like Saturday night in Chinatown around here. How you doing?
Wait a minute, almost done.
Come on, will you?
All right, let's get out of here. Down. Let's go.
What'd you do with?
Powder from the rifles.
4th of July, huh?
Come on, we got a date with a cop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So then the lieutenant climbed up in the plane, set the charge, and we took off.
And the plane was completely destroyed?
Yes, sir.
Nice work, man.
Major, what's this about a ceasefire?
Nothing definite yet.
Nothing definite?
No, but we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I know you're both tired. Just one thing. Because of the situation, security's clamped a tight lid on your mission. Highly confidential, you understand?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I know how you feel, but that's war. Now go hit the sack.
Yes, sir.
And man, glad you're back.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I guess this is where I get off, Joe.
Yeah.
Been nice knowing you.
Lieutenant.
Name's Sid.
Any idea what you'll be doing after it's all over?
Why?
Well, I just thought...
Why don't you look me up when you get out, Joe?
Huh? Yeah, maybe I'll do that, Sid. Yeah, maybe I will.
The title, Saturday Hero, the story of a soldier who faced his biggest battle within himself. Well, friends, if you like Joe's story, why not come back again next week? I'll have a man who is the world's greatest listener, but nearly pays with his life for listening to the wrong party. I like to call it Slight Unseen. So until next week, this is John Steele, saying a life of adventure is yours for the taking, wherever you find it. Only don't look for it. It may find you. Well... Goodbye and good hunting.
John Steele Adventurer is produced by Robert Monroe, written and directed by Elliot Drake. Phil Sterling was heard as Joe. Also in our cast were Alan Stevenson, Jack Edwards, and Beryl Firestone. John Steele is Don Douglas. Musical effects were created by Doc Whipple, and your announcer has been Ted Malley. This program came from New York. There are four in the shadow where an invisible presence strikes fear into the hearts of criminals with his eerie laugh. Number two, True Detective Mysteries, which brings a factual account of police at work on real-life cases. Number three, Challenge of the Yukon, which dramatizes the call of the wild in the frozen waste of the far north. Number four, Nick Carter, master detective who solves crime bafflers with polished ease. All these, where your announcer says, this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.